Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tweet at us or just follow us. Or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick Allen with us. Tweets at Nick Allen. He's got a podcast with Richard Reese called The Dope Podcast up on the cloud. Check it out. We'd like some more women besides women related to me if you pee in the shower. Craig, join the program.
A lot of people would like to know if they could rent the farm push to practice plowing.
Yeah.
For the upcoming, I don't know. I'll have to talk to Dad.
All right.
See what he's got planned.
Man, no farm.
Well, because they're... Yeah, the crops are probably in now.
That's right.
Should be. It's too late to plow.
Yeah. It's all over with the plowing.
T.J. Miller in the studio on Friday. Podcast out there. Check it out everywhere you get your podcast.
We are celebrating National Mustang Day.
You mean the horse or the car?
Yes.
All right.
Both?
The car.
The car.
Yeah. Ford Motor Company celebrating the 55th birthday of the Mustang.
They're not celebrating the Mustang II, though. That was a piece of crap. Remember that car of the late 70s, early 80s, the Mustang II?
Oh, yeah.
Buddy of mine had one of those. Not as cool as a Mustang.
There was a girl I went to high school with. Same class.
Mustang or the II?
Had a 1965 Mustang.
Oh, good for her.
Which I thought,
that was a chick, though.
Right, she didn't deserve that.
No, she didn't.
She didn't appreciate that.
She didn't.
But it was such a cool car.
Yeah.
Good news.
I'm not even a motorhead, and I think
that is a cool car.
That's a cool classic car.
Seems like something they'll be bringing back at some point soon, too. It's been a while.
Well, I can't bring the 65 back.
There's a great meme of a guy sitting on a muscle car from like 75, 77, somewhere in that area. He's got long hair, tight jeans. And he goes, I may be old, but I had cool hair and drove cool cars and did epic things. And it's just a great looking meme, you know. It just shows this dude, long hair, tight jeans, mid 70s muscle car. And he's right. He did all three of those things.
Well,
maybe not epic. At the time, they were epic.
Right. Yeah. To him.
To him, they were epic.
Doesn't necessarily translate to success later in life.
No, it doesn't. You know, and I never had a muscle car with. At the time, I wanted one, but that would have taken money.
Yeah, that's one thing that Nick and I's generation kind of lost out on. Our cars in high school were not nearly as cool.
No, you're right.
No,
you know?
Right.
As your dad's or our cars.
Well, even when we were in high school, these cars were 20 years old.
But they were
15 years old.
They were fast, man.
I mean, I knew six guys in high school that drove Chevy Berettas, and those things were pieces of crap.
Yeah, I'm talking Dusters. You know, a buddy of mine had a Duster. Those things flew.
I had a Thunderbird that was pretty cool.
Oh, my buddy had a train.
Firebird.
Yeah, Firebirds. Buddy of mine had an old Mustang, too, real nice. I drove a Plymouth Cricket, not a muscle car, but did epic things in it.
Did you?
Well, got laid in it.
Right, for the time.
I got laid in it. All right. That'd be about it.
I mean, the Dodge Charger.
It shook when it went 56 miles an hour.
The Challenger, they're back
now. The Challenger. The brand new muscle cars.
The names are back.
They're still good-looking cars.
Yeah.
They're not made of steel anymore, but they're still good-looking cars.
Immigration officials.
But the muscle cars went away when, we ran out of gas.
Yep. And some... And some regulations on how cars should be a little safer.
Yeah.
This country became a bunch of pussies.
No, it's better now, believe me. Yeah. Going 100 miles an hour in a muscle car built with steel with very little traction and no seat belts. Not cool. And a case of beer in the back. Epic, but stupid.
A little bit less than a case of beer in the back.
That's right. That's right. A little bit less.
I saw
what car did you roll back in the day? Was that a muscle car?
No.
RX-7, okay.
There's a lady at the gas station yesterday who just had a beer in her console, just sitting out, like, walking. I was like, what? You don't disguise that?
Nowadays,
at all? Yeah. I mean, was it a Mick Ultra? It's not really even a beer, but still.
It was technically out, a beer. Not even a cover around
open
it?
Open up, yeah.
Oh, man.
She's just walking back to her car like,
I know people still do roadies. I get it, but don't, not out in the open.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. Buddy, my dad's had the Roadrunner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Plymouth Roadrunner.
Yeah. My dad had a Roadrunner.
Oh, yeah.
I always
yeah.
thought that was cool. I just liked
it. Probably made your mom just
I was like
scream,
six,
right?
but I just liked yeah. the sticker.
Your mom probably liked that Roadrunner, right?
Because
right?
it was the actual cartoon Roadrunner.
This is a weird. Yes. It's your mom and your dad together, Puss. Not yeah. weird. It's weird for you, maybe.
But you're right. He yeah. said when he would run that thing in the quarter mile, you could watch the gas gauge
yep.
go down.
Right down. Wow. Right down.
And then years later, I
you
saw...
You could actually see it move, the gas gauge.
You could see the gas gauge move, yeah.
You could imagine...
Of course, gas was nothing. It was 50 cents.
My disappointment...
35
when
cents.
When I saw an actual Roadrunner.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing to them.
Beep, beep.
They're small.
Short.
Yeah.
And I don't think they fly.
So why'd you think a Roadrunner would look like a car anyway? A real Roadrunner?
No, no, no. I thought the Roadrunner would look like the cartoon Roadrunner.
Like a fast ostrich.
Yeah. Taller, right. Yeah.
Right. They're not tall.
They're not.
Fast ostrich. They're not. And in that's real
a, yeah,
life.
It should be yeah. a fast ostrich, right.
right. In real life, Coyote beats Roadrunner every freaking time. It's not even a contest. So it just flies in the face of the cartoon.
But in the cartoon, Roadrunners are smarter than coyotes. Are coyotes dumb?
Well, no. In real life, coyotes know how to aim the rocket better.
Good point.
Yeah.
They can read. Right. They can read the directions better.
And they don't stop running midair. They can go the entire way.
Yeah. Yeah, let's break that down more. Let's get
Nick
high.
Makes a great point.
But let's get high first.
Good. End of story.
Aren't we all the coyote?
What are we doing?
Oh, stop.
You're ready to get out of here, huh?
Gotta go.
We can discuss all the cartoons once we're high. And does Batman die? Is that the spoiler alert?
I don't know if Batman is even part of that movie.
Okay, because somebody said Batman dies.
No, wrong comic universe.
Okay, yeah. Good, because I was pissed off there.
Batman's DC.
And I wouldn't have watched it. All right.
You wouldn't, huh?
No.
Not if you got a spoiler?
Not.
Now you're not going to watch it because Batman's not in it.
I know.
And the Roadrunner doesn't say meep meep. Not the real life Roadrunner.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Yeah.
And real coyotes don't have as many cool signs to hold up to express themselves.
Right. But Acme was quicker than Amazon back in the day even.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was
really fast. Quicker, man. So much quicker. Once again, light went up. We can discuss this for hours.
Ahead,
the audience might not care after
Acme,
about a minute.
Was way ahead on the drone deliveries.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because it came immediately. I mean, like within hours. Minutes sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Immigration officials are doing an about-face after deporting the spouse
of
a U.S. soldier killed in Afghanistan.
Yeah, this is America today.
Jose Gonzalez Carranza was arrested in Arizona on his way to work last week and deported to Nogales,
and
Mexico.
What happened to his spouse?
He came to the U.S. illegally in 2004 when he was a teenager and married Barbara Vieira.
Yep.
She died nearly 9 years ago.
Was she an American citizen?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
When he married her, she was an American citizen.
She also served and died for the country.
Oh. Yeah, she was killed in Afghanistan.
Right.
After nearly 9 years ago.
Bone spurs didn't serve.
After her death, he was granted a status known as parole in place that allows illegal immigrants to stay in the U.S. without the threat of being deported.
It's almost
so
like
they deported him.
Yeah.
And that forced the couple's 12-year-old daughter to move in with the grandparents.
Yeah.
So it took a while, took a few days of people bitching and griping and the media getting involved. But authorities finally reversed the decision and allowed Mr. Carranza to re-enter the U.S. a couple of days ago.
It's almost like
we're
they're
so
being
busy worried about a church or also kids in cages still.
A little
more
hasty
more.
About their immigration stuff. Yeah. It's like
it
they're really not thinking it through.
It would seem.
Well, you're brown. You're out of here.
I would expect more.
Bad spot of mine.
You're brown. You're out of here.
The Little White Chapel in Vegas is up for sale.
Hopefully that doesn't burn down.
Established back in 19...
But don't worry. There will be lots of billionaires. Because I think Michael Jordan got married there.
Yeah.
So he would step in and give $300
million. Is that when your son got married at?
To fix it up.
He got married to Little White Chapel, didn't he? Down
no.
By the, down by the... It was on the strip. He got married down by you know, the one with the big space tower there. What's it called?
Oh, I remember it was right next door to the Pawn Stars guys.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, Pawn
Stratosphere, yeah.
I don't think that was a Little White Chapel.
Okay, but you get married at
that's the one.
You got married at Little White Chapel.
No. No, I got married at the Commissioner.
Oh, that's right. You're supposed to.
If you recall.
Right. We pulled into Little White
we
Chapel.
We all made the trip immediately to the Little White Chapel.
And didn't have a license.
Christy and I were going to get married there, and they said, well, you need a license.
Right.
And I said, well, geez, what's in that's going to, that'll take 10 minutes. And it did. We went to the Clark County Courthouse, and it took about 10 minutes as we were walking out. We saw, Commissioner of Marriage, and we said, well, I hate to interrupt these guys' lunch. Let's just get married while they have lunch. And we got married, and we were back in time for dessert.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's very kind of you. This is the one that was in The Hangover, for instance.
Yeah. Bon Jovi got married there. A bunch of people got married in that place.
I think Michael Jordan got married there, too.
Yeah.
They show pictures of celebrities who've gotten married there.
Dennis Rodman may have gotten married there a couple times.
Probably a moneymaker. They just...
yeah, take the new bride to where you married the old bride.
Want to get rid of the business, huh?
$12 million.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Just the location alone is probably one of the reasons.
Did Ed Helms and,
12 million.
Heather Graham get married?
Yeah, I think they did. That's the most famous one on the strip.
Oh, far and away.
Yeah.
The Munchies. Many people get them.
Especially
yes, they
after
do.
Discussing the Roadrunner.
That's right.
The two often go hand in hand.
That's right.
Stone munchies or just munchies because you're hungry?
Stone munchies.
Yeah. That's when I hear munchies, I think stoned, right?
Right. Even though there are alcohol munchies.
Oh, yes.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, there are.
But leftover pizza? Yeah.
Yes.
This is the marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And just regular fat guy munchies.
Well, this is the marijuana munchies specifically. Registered dietitian and holistic cannabis practitioner, Janice Newell Bissix. Oh,
she just sounds annoying, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Just those two together. She goes,
holistic cannabis practitioner.
And you add, what's the other part? Dietitian?
Registered dietitian.
Just annoying.
You're going to eat that?
She's going to tell you everything you're doing wrong, about everything.
But she's trying to help here.
Nah, but
she wants to help you and your munchies.
Do you want
to
hang out with her?
Only before I get high.
Right. Yeah, right.
I don't know. She might be nice, but just that. Makes her come
she's
off
like she's going to tell you to have like a celery.
Sure. She's
no, no, no. She specifically says celery's crap.
No, but she said
it will not help you in your munchies.
Well, I know, but she's going to not tell you to eat good stuff like pizza all damn night.
Well, there's a reason for that.
Because you get fat. That's why munchies. Munchies are, you want to eat junk when you've got the munchies.
And there's a reason that you want to eat junk.
Yeah, but when you have the munchies, you're not going to be in the mood to listen to her crap.
No, not at all.
No, that's why we listen when we don't have the munchies
right.
And see if we can try and head it off at the pass.
Talking to her, you mean?
Yeah.
But all that's going to fly out the window when you actually get the munchies.
Yeah, exactly.
So we should just let this go?
It's overpowering.
What you telling us to do?
But let's hear it, and maybe some of it will creep into our stone
brain. You sure
brain.
We shouldn't just let this go and move on to the next one? All right. When, when your stomach is empty, your body releases a hormone called ghrelin. When you consume cannabis, particularly THC, it triggers a surge in what is called the ghrelin, so you have more of an appetite.
So it makes you feel like you're not full.
Yep. THC can also increase your sensitivity to both taste and smell. It heightens the pleasure of eating, which is why it's a useful tool for people who are undergoing chemotherapy. Or anyone whose appetite is decreased.
AIDS patients, things like that, right?
Yeah.
All good stuff, but not here.
In your brain, there's neurons that tell you not to eat when you're full. That response is blunted by THC.
Blunted is perfect word.
So because of the increased sensitivity to taste and smell that we tend to... because of that, we get junk food.
Whatever's available.
Just because it satisfies...
Yeah. Yeah.
The sensitivity to taste and smell,
so
especially when we're high.
Some healthy alternative munchies.
Which you don't want to eat, because you want to eat stuff that's crappy, because that's what tastes good when you get the munchies.
Yeah, sometimes when you're baked, though, you like eat an apple, you're like, man, this
well,
is amazing.
Yeah.
You like start believing in God for 2 minutes, and you're like, I need to eat more of these.
Then so if you know this is coming, she says... And if you want to try and stop yourself from overeating...
That's the thing. you can smoke a whole bunch, and you're not thinking, hey, the munchies are going to come on pretty soon.
No.
They just surprise you.
Yeah.
Right.
They shouldn't, because we're talking about them now.
Yeah, I know, but when you're high, it's like they just sneak up on you.
But this is before your time.
It's like,
this is still before you're high.
Prepare something good for you when you know you're going to get high. So you're not expecting it.
She says, if you're trying to stop yourself from overeating, she recommends drinking as much water as possible before you get high.
This is come on.
She says you want to make sure that you hydrate before you medicate.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
It'll fill you up a little bit. At Elegant Stoner, they have some advice on munchie prevention. And they say distract yourself as much as possible, whether it's a movie or eating a big meal beforehand, so you won't be as hungry while you're stoned. You're probably going to eat anyway. So she says keeping away from more indulgent snacks and sticking with healthier foods like popcorn is a good way to go.
It's really hard to get distracted when you have the munchies, though. I don't know about you, but
certainly sitting down for a movie isn't going to help.
When I'm stoned, I have laser focus.
Yeah. Well, you do.
I've seen it many times.
Yeah. You do have laser focus. You actually do. It just changes a lot.
Okay.
What you are focused on changes a lot, and you forgot the last thing you were laser focused on.
For about 15 seconds, wondering, why did I come upstairs?
Right. Exactly. Right. Because you were focused on something else.
And since I'm here, I might as well hit the fridge.
So she says, if you're going to stick with vegetables, like Tyler says, you got to have a good dip so you don't feel totally restrained.
Oh, some hummus and carrots?
Yeah. Elegant Stoner says...
with a pizza on the side.
Now, Elegant Stoner, I don't... what they're saying doesn't fly either. They recommend budgeting your snacks out in advance. Set aside a container with a specific amount of Oreos so you'll be less likely to go for the entire pack. I don't know if that'll work either.
No, because you'll eat a couple of them and say, you know, the pack's right in there, and you'll go for more of them. Well-intentioned, but just practically not applicable.
No.
She also says that eating something with fat in it will increase the absorption and prolong the effect. It's a good thing if you're taking it as medicine. We want to give people extended relief, but if you're using it recreationally and you get uncomfortably high, eat things that do not have fat, like fruits and vegetables.
You guys are more experienced
in
the weed than I am, all three of you guys. Even Nick is younger than me, a little more experienced, although I had my share of getting stoned in the past. And the munchies were just a killer for me. I mean, I just couldn't do it because I wanted to eat everything all the time. And...
yeah, but you didn't overthink it like this.
I didn't think it at all. Yeah. They're talking about laser focus. I told the story before. When I was, I still think about the time me and three dudes, my buddies, were up and visiting a friend of mine who went to Penn State. We left this party, and we're walking back to his girlfriend's apartment, and we see a McDonald's, and that was like a God's light lighting up, you know? Yeah. And we walk in there. We all get full McDonald's food, you know, quarter pound of cheese, fries, fish sandwich, a whole bit, all together. We leave. And we're still walking downtown State College, and we're taking another turn. And one of us goes, hey, there's pizza. You guys want a pizza? And one of us says yes, and we go in there, and we don't even discuss that we just ate. We sit there, and we eat a pizza together, we leave. And then when the next morning we wake up, and we go, hey, did we have McDonald's pizza last night?
Within an hour?
Hour, yeah. But we didn't even discuss how funny it was because it was just like, well, we're hungry.
Yeah.
Well, we're hungry.
Pizza always sounds
I know good. It doesn't happen to everybody.
No.
My college roommate would get caught. He was a Waken Baker, Sam. A Waken Baker. When I did get high with him, he would eat cottage cheese and like carrots. And I would eat three subs, you know. So our guys can get past it. But Craig, you still get the munchies, right?
I have.
Nick?
Sometimes. Usually if
me,
I don't... If I start eating,
you don't get the munchies.
If I start eating, I won't be able to stop. But usually if I don't think about it, I'll just be fine. But as soon as I start, like, you eat something sweet, you're like, let's get something salty.
Yeah,
and then
the thing.
You want something, you just keep going back and forth through that cycle. And,
right. Don't start.
So experts can... push it off.
It's chips.
And I'm not an expert.
If I get into some chips, that bag is gone.
Of course it is.
But you approached it the right way. You know, enjoy your altered state of consciousness.
Exactly. Plus, I was 21, too. It didn't really matter.
That makes a big difference.
Yeah, it was huge.
Yeah, you can do it like that if you're doing it once on a Saturday night here and there. If you're every night, you can't hit McDonald's and Pizza Hut every night.
No.
But see, this takes all the fun out of altering your state of consciousness.
Thank you.
Well, let's.
That's why she's annoying.
It doesn't take all the fun.
Right. Yeah.
Let's plan things for when we get stoned.
No, let's plan things. Yeah, that don't make any sense to me.
It's a really nerdy approach.
Isn't it a little about being spontaneous?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Life's so freaking short to begin with.
Well, so not just, if just you are trying to maintain. How
indulge. If you're high as hell and you want to go through Arby's with push driving and buy food for you.
Yeah, but if you're doing it every day.
Well, I know. But then,
no, but you know, take the advice.
If you got the munchies every day, that could be an issue.
Have the credentials of holistic whatever.
Right.
Take the advice
She's
of
annoying.
Experienced donor Nick
Just
Allen.
Just don't start.
And don't start.
And if you do, curly fries won't help with the cotton mouth.
No, but they're good.
That was the other lesson from that night.
Yeah.
But if you plan everything out, how can you invent the quesadilla?
Thank you, Petey. Good job. People have enjoyed the quesadilla since Petey invented that.
And before.
He called it tortilla grilled cheese, though.
Yeah.
We've changed the name to quesadilla for him.
Sounds more authentic.
Tortilla grilled cheese.
Sounds a little more so Mexican.
So most people do it like you guys, then, because obviously I don't picture, when I see stoners in general, I mean, I hate to say stereotypical, but just got young people that are stoners, even old people that are stoners, they're usually not fat. Alcoholics seem more fat. Mm-hmm. So you guys must know, at least beer drinkers are more fat, not just alcoholics usually wasted away to nothing. You guys know how to handle it where you just don't eat that much.
Oh, I'm drinking at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's tough.
I'm getting calories from that, I guess. But it's
not. But if just don't start, right?
Yeah.
All right.
That's the key.
All right.
Because you can't have just one chip.
Slippery
but
slow.
But I think this chick takes the fun out of just having a good night, right?
Yeah, it's just overthinking
right,
it.
It is overthinking it.
Yeah, because if you start, I end up rummaging through the Lazy Susan and the old candy jar, being like, I swear I saw Mr. Goodbar in here somewhere.
Because if you're that health conscious, if you're that holistic,
then you're not smoking.
Then you probably aren't
night.
Smoking much in the first place.
No, I don't know.
And I think the cottage cheese guy's more like the whitewater rafting, like, fit stoner guy.
No, he was not. My roommate was not. He was just a skinny Jew that smoked dope every day. Great dude.
People like
great
that
dude.
Just hang
but
up
just a
party.
Naturally skinny guy, mm-hmm. You know. Yeah.
Still, I bet she's a fat guy to this day.
I haven't seen him, man.
Yeah.
In years. He lives in Seattle.
He is cottage cheese.
Unless he stopped smoking.
Oh,
but if he hasn't stopped smoking, he's a fat guy.
Right.
Well, chances are, if he lives in Seattle, he stopped.
Yeah.
Sure. Where are you going to find weed in Seattle?
Yeah.
Two California Highway Patrol officers discovered a suspected drunken driver about 5 a.m. Sunday when the suspected drunken driver rear-ended their patrol vehicle.
Damn. No longer suspected.
Should have stayed home and got high.
Hey, Ossifer.
Or just stayed home.
Yeah.
Just stayed home. Nick Allen with us.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.